If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
Another hour, another edition, other way around, another edition and another hour of Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dominic Jimenez, I'm in for Rick tomorrow. Daniel Ogden, my boy Blue. No, my boy Daniel will be filling in for me, filling in for Rick, or I guess just filling in for Rick, whatever your transitive property type of math that you're into, that'll do. Daniel will be in, and sports talk will continue. It never stops here at Sports Byline USA. We go 24/7, baby. Coming up after the break, maybe JD Sharp for Pro Wagering. Do I know? No. Do you know? No. We're going to find out together, though. And segments 2 and 3, 25 after and 40 after, will be wide open for your phone calls. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can give me a call. I know I'm not Rick, but you can still give me a call and we'll talk. If Mario wants to call and ask me ever on the love boat, never on the love boat, I'm not going to know. But I've got a 50-50 shot. So whatever it is you want to talk about, bring it on. I'm ready for you. However you might be listening, I'd like to welcome you in. Thank you so much for taking some time and choosing Sports Byline USA and more specifically, moi, for your entertainment today. If you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, thank you for your service. Thank you for keeping us safe and allowing us to talk sports and just have fun along the way. The White Sox, new manager. They have a 17-game losing streak. Don't fire the manager. A separate 21-game losing streak. They don't fire the manager. They win one game.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lowe's is here for you after the storm. From safety products and cleanup supplies, Lowe's is fully stocked with essentials. Now through September 11th, get 12-month special financing on an in-store purchase of $299 or more with your MyLowe's Rewards credit card in select stores only. Lowe's knows recovery. Lowe's knows community. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
My apologies. I completely just lost track of time in the open there. What I was saying was tired. That's all I was going to say. But we'll talk a little bit more about that right now with my guest, because it's that time to talk with J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com. And J.D., I want to start on the diamond with you. I was talking, the White Sox have cumulatively have had two losing streaks of 38 games. They finally win a game, they end the winning streak, and then they fire the manager. It's a little weird. You got to feel a little bad for him, right? That he finally ended the losing streak and then lost his job.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It is kind of interesting how that happened. But again, this team is generationally bad. I really doubt they're going to win 40 games. Honestly, I think they're going to go 121 and 122 and like 39, which is just impossibly bad. And it's just unacceptable. It's unacceptably bad. Is how bad it is. Again, 39 wins is my prediction, which means they still have to win 11 games, keep in mind. And they lose 139. I'm sorry, they lose 122. That's my prediction. That's what I think happens. And there's just no excuse for it. This is a major market. This is Chicago. Yeah, it's the south side of Chicago. I guess it's not as much money as the other side, but they won a World Series less than 20 years ago. They've had some pretty good success before. They had a pretty good team that they made some just horrendous moves. I mean, Eloy Jimenez is already playing really well for the Orioles. The Orioles right now are so stacked to the gills. I don't see how they lose. I don't see how they don't win at all. I think they beat the Yankees. I think they end up winning the World Series this year. I mean, it's Jimenez, it's Santander, it's Henderson, it's Mountcastle, it's Rutschman, it's Mullins, it's Westberg, it's Jackson Holliday, who's got four home runs now. It's the pitching staff. I mean, they just have everything. They have the whole game. Their bullpen isn't, like, tremendous, but they have so much depth offensively. And just being able to add a guy like Jimenez, who was known for being – I mean, he was known as coming out with some of the most power that's come out of the minors in 30 years. I mean, the guy's 6'4", 250. If he wants to hit, he can hit. I just think they stopped trying. I think they stopped trying in Chicago, looking to get traded, and it worked out in their favor. And the fact that this team 5 years ago had Yoan Moncada, Jose Abreu, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert Jr., Michael Kopech, a number of different pitchers great Garrett Crochet, I guess, was drafted maybe shortly before that, but a number of different players that have just gone on and done pretty big things for their other teams. It's kind of disgusting. And then the fact that they're minor leagues, you got what, Gavin Sheets and Corey Lee, and then Martin Maldonado. I mean, what are they? Andrew Vaughn, I guess, was their real gem, and he's got, I think, 51 RBIs and like 14 home runs. I mean, they've just done such a horrible job. Colson Montgomery, where's he at? Is he going to get moved up at some point? They bring up Drew Thorpe. Drew Thorpe gets, you know, he started out really well, and he's gotten hit pretty hard the last three times. They trade Dylan Cease 2 years ago. I think that was probably not, or I'm sorry, last year, I think that was probably not a tremendous idea. So, yeah, they have good players, and they either trade them or they manage so poorly that they just decide not to try, in the case of, like, Eloy Jimenez. And again, it's an embarrassment for baseball. This is a pretty big market. They should be better than they are, and I really think they're not going to win 40 games this year, Dom.
You know, if you had made that statement first month or two of the season, I would have said, why is J.D. Sharp the baseball expert? He's out of his mind. But now, saying 40 and 122, it would almost be shocking if you were wrong. It's quite sad, and I'm just gonna pile on to the way that White Sox management has run things. Let's not forget they traded Fernando Tatis Jr. for James Shields. Moving on,
yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of James Shields and Fernando Tatis Jr., the Padres, JD, have over the last 2 weeks been the hottest team in baseball. They were kind of just there. They were super active at the deadline as usual. But now they're playing really well. Tatis is still hurt, so he's coming back maybe soon. Who knows? But all of a sudden, they're playing really well. They have one of the two wild card spots. They're probably going to pass Arizona. I want to say they're 4 or 5 games back of the Dodgers for the division at this point as well. How are you liking San Diego's chances down the stretch here as they are on this hot streak without their best player, Tatis?
Yeah, Jackson Merrill has become possibly their best player, the 21-year-old shortstop who had 2 home runs last night, I think 4 or 5 RBIs. But the Padres have always been stacked. They made that big move getting Tanner Scott from the Marlins, who had like a 1.2 ERA. So they got better in their bullpen. Their pitching has always been it hasn't been great, but I would say it's been good enough. Obviously, having a guy like a Dylan Cease is going to certainly help you, and then Cease getting that no hitter was kind of interesting a couple weeks ago. But they're hitting the ball pretty well. They added a race a while back. Obviously, they have Machado. Higashioka's playing okay. They still have Bogarts. They get back Tatis. I mean, yeah, this team could certainly make an impact, I think, in the NL this year. And the Dodgers are weird because they're inconsistent. They're super inconsistent. They're pitching. Gavin Stone's probably been their most consistent pitcher all year, which is hard to believe, but it's just true. Their bullpen's better. It's been better as of late. But, you know, you got Ohtani, who's having just a ho-hum year for him, 34 home runs, 83 RBIs, 32 stolen bases, something along those lines. You don't have Muncy, don't have Betts. You still have Teoscar Hernandez, who is playing well. Will Smith is playing well. It's Papajas has played okay, but they've got 4 or 5 guys at any given day just don't hit the ball, and that's unusual for them. Usually they have more depth than that, whereas the Padres probably have, without Betts and without Muncy, they probably have a little more depth than the Dodgers do this year. They probably have a little more consistency at pitcher than the Dodgers do, and then again, adding Tanner Scott is a pretty big deal for them, and I think that once they bring Tatis back, who does steal bases, yeah, he does steroids, but he does steal bases. He does hit home runs. He is fast. He's a five-tool guy. That's going to give them, assuming that Tatis performs. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he just pulls off for whatever reason. But he might give them a slight advantage. The real wild card for me is what's going to happen with Betts, what's going to happen with Muncy, and is Ohtani just that good? And if he's just that good, then we are going to see him make a tremendous impact in the playoffs. And I think America, I think baseball needs that. I think baseball needs to watch Shohei Ohtani take over a playoff series. I think it'll help them in a number of different ways. I think they want it to happen. I think they need it for viewership. And that's the question, is the Ohtani factor. Oh, sorry, they have Freddie Freeman as well. You know, he's obviously you know, 2-time MVP. He's been great for a long time. But if Ohtani is everything that we think he is, the Dodgers should sail through to the World Series against the Baltimore Orioles. But if he's not and he doesn't perform in that setting, then I think you could see a team like the Padres, probably not the Braves, but like the Padres, step up and possibly dethrone them. But again, I think either way at this point, you asked me 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I said the Yankees were the team to beat, not just in the AL, but in the entire country. And I'm just not seeing that. Aaron Judge is great. He's having a tremendous year. By the way, how about Bobby Witt's year? 22, 84, 350, 25 stolen bases. Bobby Witt, you're not buying Bobby Witt baseball cards right now. You're insane, because he is going to be one of the best baseball players ever. I think he's having a better start to his career than Trout, and he's just going to get better and better. But, you know, Aaron Judge, the players around him, they just don't perform when he does. But you look at this Orioles team, they're so deep. They're so good at so many different positions. They made the right moves to set themselves up in the playoffs, like grabbing a Trevor Rogers who can pitch well against left-handed batters or right-handed batters. They're making the nuanced moves they need to. And again, they're the Orioles. Nobody thinks they're good, so they're getting no respect from anyone. They're just thinking, oh, this is the same Orioles team from 5 years ago. No, this Orioles team is one of the most offensively deep teams in the last 20 years in baseball, between Rutschman and Henderson and Couser and Mountcastle and O'Hearn and Westberg and Holiday and Jimenez. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So the Orioles need more respect. They're not getting it. They probably won't get it, but I do think that we're going to see a World Series with the Baltimore Orioles, and it could be the Dodgers. It should be the Dodgers, most likely. But and even if that were to take place, I'm taking the Orioles over anybody right now.
It's hard to argue with that logic. Even if you weren't the expert and you told me, hey, the Orioles, I like him, I'm with you there. And I always have a soft spot for Eloy Jimenez because I think he has the greatest last name ever, but I might be a little biased. That is J.D. Sharp. That is J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering. J.D., always appreciate it, man. Take care.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, yes, and Dominic Jimenez. Yes. Eloy Jimenez, I root for him. My favorite player, one of my favorites that weren't a Giant growing up, was D'Angelo Jimenez, for obviously reasons. He wasn't very good, though. All right, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 on the other side. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Tiddling Sports.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This is Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. If you want to participate, lines are open the rest of the way. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We do have a caller, and they called during the break, so I was able to screen it. So I know who it is. We got Chris in Oakland. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Dominic, man, great here. Yeah, that was some great baseball talk, man. It really, I've been listening the past few days, and you know, you were giving, you're lamenting the us Oakland A's fans and what we're going through. And I just got an email from the A's saying, "Oh, it's the final, you know, final homestand, and the last game sold out, and just all this. It's just a mess." And I'm not going to Sacramento. I guess you and a couple buddies are going up to Sacramento to see him play, but I'm not.
Oh no, Chris. What I was saying is I was looking at the Giants' schedule and we were picking some places. We're not gonna go to Sac to watch the Giants and the A's. That's
oh, you're gonna do okay.
No, I'm not gonna give John Fisher that satisfaction. I gave him my money to watch Shohei Ohtani the last couple of years, but that was about it.
Yeah, that was the stadium was packed over the weekend against the Dodgers. But I'm really calling about Olympics, man, because you know I agree. Most of us will never watch these sports, and they're going to have the 200 meter finals in a minute, so I'm tuning into that. But most of us are never going to watch the sports every other 4 years. I ran track in high school, wasn't any good, but you know, so I kind of like that. But you know, sports like climbing and rhythm and gymnastics and all that kind of stuff, you never watch. But, I mean, I've been glued to it, man. The last 2 weeks, Same. That's all I'm watching, man. I'm not watching political stuff. I'm just really focused on this. And it's exciting, man. You look at a broader, like, geopolitical spectrum. I mean, U.S. is, you know, we're battling, which, I mean, you know, in the old days, let me back up. You had the gentleman on light yesterday of asking him if the Olympics meant anything to him because he's, like, 20 or something like that, right?
Yes.
Was that yesterday or day before?
Yeah, it was yesterday, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. They don't, I mean, and I'm a lot older than you, and, you know, Rick's a couple years older than I am, but, you know, when we were growing up, man, it was the Soviet bloc, and it was the West, and it was heavy. And it was also pre, you know, when there weren't, professional athletes in there. You know, I think it was 76, I think there was a skier from Austria that was, like, getting some money or something, and, you know, now that's, you know, everyone's getting money. So I think it has broadened its appeal because you are having these star name players, and you know, then you can have a Simone Biles compete, you know, three or four different Olympics, and it's gonna be good stuff. I don't know, you're not convinced, huh? Not an Olympics guy?
Oh, I am. I enjoy it. I was just saying, I was talking with Ben the intern yesterday. I was saying my mom super into it. She's like, oh, the U.S. won their heat. And I'm like, cool, that's awesome. I'm happy for the U.S. Let me know when the final is. That's what I want to see. So I'm super into, you know, I've been down watching Sha'Carri Richardson, Noah Lyles, watching the, you know, the last 2 minutes of the 15. I'm not going to sit and watch the entire 1500. But I watched the last minute or two of the 1500, and I saw the U.S. Win and the Norwegian favorite Ingebrigtsen completely fade. I'm like, oh, that's weird, but cool. Yeah, U.S. No, I'm very much into the Olympics. Big fan of the swimming. I think there's always a connection for viewers, whether, you know, all of the hoopla around the opening ceremony, whatever you feel about the Olympics, I think people are always going to be drawn to things that they can do. Maybe we can't do it like the Olympians can, but I think people are always drawn to either A, what we've the normal viewer has been able to do before, or B, something that looks like they could do. Like you heard me talking with Ben, I'm thoroughly fascinated by curling. Why? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that I could do okay at curling. It looks like something I could do. Maybe not the shuffling down the icy part, but swimming.
The scrubbing the ice, yeah.
Yeah, many of us have gone swimming before and swam a lap. Ooh. People, you like yourself, have run before and done track.
Right.
So I watched Simone Biles, and I'm like, no, I could never.
Yeah,
I could never. But could I sprint 100 meters? Yes. Am I going to do it in under 10 seconds? Hell no. But I could do it. So I think that's kind of one of the fun things about the Olympics is seeing the things that we can do done at a level unprecedented that we couldn't even dream about.
No, I'm not getting on a bobsled. I'm not getting on it. But, curling or... You know, actually, most winter sports I don't think I could do, but definitely the summer sports, a lot of them I could do. So, all right, man. Well, I love that you're taking over the show, and or at least you know even covering this week and next week. It's going to be pretty exciting, man. This 200 meter dash is taking off. We have three Americans, and maybe you know the answer to this. Do they? So I've noticed when they'll have three different heats. You know, they're showing the semis. You know, on TV, mm-hmm. And the Americans have been able to get one person in each heat, as opposed to getting all three to run in the same heat. Is that? There must be, like, times or influence. Do you know anything about that?
So I don't know. I guess in theory, their qualifying times in the round prior, like, oh, the three fastest, okay, one goes here, one goes in two, one goes in three. And then now the times four through six. In theory, that's what I would think they do, but I actually don't know. But because there have been a couple races where there were two Americans and only one of them advanced, so... I would to think it's spread out like that to reward the fastest people, but I don't know.
Okay, so if you're watching on TV, Noah Lyles is already running around like he's won the thing, and he's, oh my God, what did Marcus Thompson say? He cashed it, he tried to cash it, that he, his legs were able to cash a check that his mouth already wrote, whatever, I screwed it up, but whatever. All right, Dominic, well, I'll get off the line, man, but thanks always, and great show.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks so much for the call. That is Chris out in Oakland. And you can be the next caller. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. He says as he pushes a button and his headphone completely falls out of his ear. Yeah, no, that's the thing about the Olympics. And like I was telling Chris, it's cool. And we may have a writer from the USA Today to talk some swimming next week. And she raced against some of these swimmers, and I don't know if it was she's a former D1 swimmer or if she literally challenged them as a reporter. But it's cool because, yeah, I know generally what a 100-meter dash looks like. I've been on a track. I did PE in high school. I've sprinted. I know what the high jump is like. I know what it's like trying to fling yourself over the bar and land in the padding. It's super fun. I know what it's like trying to jump over a hurdle. It ain't easy. But when it comes to doing a triple twisting backflip, half gainer something off of a skinny beam, I can't relate to that. It's still fun to watch, but I can't relate to it. Swimming, I can relate to it. My mom used to be a swim teacher, so I was in the pool as a very, very small child. I love swimming, at least in a pool. I love doing laps. Can I do the freestyle? Of course. Can I breaststroke? Yeah. Can I backstroke? Yeah. Can I butterfly? Absolutely not. I don't think I have the core strength for it. But I've tried it. I would never dream of trying... you know, some kind of gymnastics maneuver, a pommel horse, I could probably hold myself up for about a second and I'm good. I'm like, that's my routine. I did it. The rings? Absolutely not. I would just be dangling. I maybe pull myself up a couple times. That's about it. Could I do twists and turns and poses holding myself out? Absolutely not. And I think that's the thing that's so awesome about the Olympics is we're seeing peak athletes perform. But because we are drawn, I think that's just the human condition. We're kind of drawn to what we know. Have I been watching a lot of equestrian other than like the 2 minutes where I saw the guy competing in like his sixth Olympics? I have not watched a lot. Have I watched beach volleyball, regular volleyball? Yeah, because I've played those sports. Did I watch some skateboarding? Yeah, because I used to skateboard as a kid. Basketball, been watching it. Swimming, gymnastics, track and field. I've seen those things. Oh, and really quick, here's the update to what Chris was literally just talking about. Shout out to Darren for sending me a text. Spoiler alert, it's about Noah Lyles. You don't want to hear it, cover your ears, turn off your volume for about 10 seconds. Chris there was telling us that 200 was about to go underway. Noah Lyles, bronze medal. Finished in third. He was trying to complete the double-double, which I think has only been done 4 times in history, or maybe 4 times in the last handful of Olympics. Usain Bolt did it 3 times, and Carl Lewis or Michael Johnson, I forget which one it was. One of them completed it a while back. So Noah Lyles does not complete the double. He wins the 100, does not win the 200, and it was Carl Lewis. Thank you for the assist there once again, Darren. All right, you can give me a call when you talk Olympics, Noah Lyles, sports, whatever it might be. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Call me up, and I'll put you on the air, and we'll talk. Oh, breaking news, Brandon Ayuk. No, I'm just kidding. He has not been traded. We're still in a holding pattern. It's funny, I refresh this news. Niners sign veteran wide receiver while awaiting Ayuk resolution. We're still waiting. Now I'm going to click. Is it Willie Snead again? Like the Niners always sign Willie Snead. No, it's Robbie Chosen. I'm like 99% sure that's the former Robbie Anderson of the Panthers. Robbie Chosen. I hope he wears number one, because his jersey will say Chosen One. Again, come for the sports talk, stay for the dad jokes. I think that's going to officially be my shtick. Or something. I don't know. But here we are, sports talk. And Noah Lyles, finishing in third. I just got an update from my mom. It looked like he struggled to get third. An American, Bednarik, finished in second. So props to him for finishing in second. So Noah Lyles not only finished in third, but finished behind the fellow American. I don't think he's anti his teammates, but I'm sure it's going to bug him at least a little bit. I don't see a way that doesn't just get under his craw. 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, I was going to ask JD this, and I guess it'll have to wait till next week, but I think we might be getting close to robo-umps. Closer than we already were to robo-umps. It's getting ugly. Just in the early games, Bob Melvin of the Giants got ejected. I want to say in like the first or second inning, maybe it was the third, but very early in the game, Mark Canha, it might have been the first inning now that I think about it, Mark Canha struck out looking, but the pitch was at least 3 inches off the plate outside and maybe an inch or two above the strike zone. Now, kudos to the catcher for framing it. Good on him. He framed it perfectly. But, holy Toledo, it was not even close and he got rung up. We've had some umpiring drama with the Dodgers. Miguel Rojas in the obstruction call. And that's just this week. I think we're heading down that path. And it's weird. You know, with the NFL, they're not full-time umpires. They're not full-time refs. They don't have this. They don't have that. They have regular jobs. They're bankers in the offseason. Sure. In that case, it makes perfect sense. Maybe there's an argument, hey, maybe these guys should be full-time so they can be great. I don't think MLB is full-time, but I know that there are umpiring schools. I don't know how many of them are working in the off-season, but baseball's a long season. And I know, pitches, moving, 100 miles an hour with movement, it's not easy. I probably couldn't do it. I'm not sitting on a soapbox saying, oh, it's so easy. How could they? I'm pretty sure I couldn't. However, we gotta be more consistent here. And the ump who had a literal perfect game, I think it was in the playoffs last year, maybe even the World Series. He called a perfect game. Every ball was a ball. Every strike was a strike. Do we want to use him as a poster child for umpires? Well, we can't, because turns out he was betting on sports. I don't know if it was baseball or not. I don't remember. It was a much smaller story than it should have been. But I don't know if he's still umpiring, but I know he got at least a little in trouble about it. So that's not a good look. Yeah, it's not pretty for the state of MLB umpiring. You know, I was thinking, so many of these Olympic sports are not in leagues. So, but some of them do, like the men's basketball. They're going through this tournament. They just came off the season. And now, now they got to come back and get ready for the season. The WNBA was literally in the middle of a season. So when the Olympics are done, and there are a lot of WNBA players playing, it's not just Team USA that has players. There are a handful of players on other teams as well. They got to come back and jump right back into the league. And I wonder how these leagues are going to be impacted if there's fatigue or anything like that. Do I want to stay away from betting on the Lakers next year because LeBron and AD are in the Olympics? Do I want to stay away from the Warriors a little bit? Steph's not playing a ton of minutes. And that's one good thing that it has been happening with the Olympics. Nobody's playing an obscene amount of minutes for Team USA. It's a pretty well-balanced team. It's all spaced out. It's all gravy. But, like, do I want to stay away from the Nuggets because of the amount of extra work Jokic has been doing? He's dragging this Serbia team. That's not fair to the rest of his teammates. But Jokic is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. Let's be real. He is the star on that Serbia basketball team. And we know how he generally feels about his offseason and liking it and all that kind of stuff. But he's giving it his all. It's for his country. He's trying very hard. All credit to Jokic. But I think I might want to stay away from the Nuggets based on the amount of work he's going in. They didn't win the championship. So it's not like it was an even more extended NBA regular season. But it gets to the point where it's like, these guys might be a little extra tired. Now, these are peak athletes. They've got all kinds of recovery tricks and tips and whatnot. They'll, grand scheme of things, be fine. But it makes me wonder. Really does. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Go Team USA, Olympics. No, I am serious. Go Team USA, but that was was not the transition that I was necessarily expecting or planning. It was just a throwaway line. Brandon Ayuk, that's my throwaway line. You know, one thing about the NFL that seems, and it's been like this for a while, that seems kind of stupid to me, are the joint practices. Now, I understand the idea behind them, right? I get it. You want to give your offense and your defense a look at somebody different, not just their teammates that are on the other side of the ball, right? You want to get them looks against different schemes, different players. I understand the theory behind it. However, It's always caused problems. Every summer, there's some kind of training camp fight. And it's, to be fair, sometimes it's between teammates, an offensive and a defensive teammate. But a lot of times it's between players on different teams. Are we just stuck in this holding pattern where it's just like this and it's going to continue to go on? Or are we going to figure out some kind of something, some kind of alternative, so that we're not constantly having training camp fights? Like, it's interesting for about 30 seconds. It's like, okay, that's kind of interesting. It's like that for a quick second. And then that's not the case. Because afterwards, now it's like, oh, that was stupid. They punched each other. Like, there have been fines. The Giants and the Lions were both fined $200,000 each for multiple camp fights. And I know tensions can get high every now and then, so be it. But at this point, the dual training camp thing, moronic. It's always going to be like this. They're always going to have some kind of problems. Tensions are always get high. If guys are fighting their own teammates, yeah, they're definitely going to fight the other team if the other team looks at them weird or bumps them or does anything like that. Like, it's what's going to happen. Hey, man, you pushed me too hard. Let's scuffle. Let's go. Fights. It's moronic. And I'm over it. I don't need to see dual training camps anymore. I really don't. What I do need to do is head to break. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Still time to call 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Give me a call. Titillating Sports.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back in. And before I give my final thoughts and close the show down, I want to give a shout out to, again, spoiler alert, this happened about 20 minutes ago. Kudos to Letsile Tobogo from Botswana. He won the Olympic men's 200-meter dash, and it's Botswana's first ever Olympic gold medal. And Kenny Benarek, who I didn't recognize him by the last name, but I know his affectionate nickname, Kung Fu Kenny, because he wears a Kung Fu-style headband when he races, finished in second. Noah Lyles just edges out his teammate and finishes in third. But I watched the race, and I know it's a 200, so there's room for more space and ability to distance yourself, but Tobogo won by at least like 2-3 steps. I'm not going to say it wasn't close, but it wasn't, definitely wasn't the 100-meter dash where Noah Lyles won by like 5/1000ths of a second. So props to Letsile Tobogo. First gold medal ever for the country of Botswana. All right, and you heard me talking both myself and with JD. We talked about Pedro Grifol being fired as the manager of the White Sox. I didn't really elaborate on it, but former Indians all-star. Guardians now, but when he was there, he was the Cleveland Indians. Former Cleveland All-Star. There we go. Grady Sizemore is the new manager, interim, because bench coach Charlie Montoyo also got fired, along with Grifol. What does this mean? It doesn't mean a whole lot. It's just, it's cool to see. I don't know how good of a manager Grady Sizemore is going to be. I just know that I was a fan of his when he played. That's all I've got. I don't know where the White Sox are going to go from here. I don't know if they're going to go with an outside hire or if they're just going to like what Grady Sizemore does and hire him. Do they try to bring Ozzie Guillen out of the, not broadcast booth, but out of the studio as an analyst? He even raised the one World Series with them. I don't know where they're going to go. All I know is it can't really get worse, can it? They're on pace. I think maybe not on pace, but realistically, you heard J.D. Sharp say he thinks they're going to lose 120 games. Can it really get worse no matter who? I'm now sure maybe you could bring in a coach and the locker room becomes further in shambles, and it's not just because of general melancholy because they're not doing well. There are a lot of different options as to what could happen with a new manager, and I guess we're just going to have to see what happens with Grady Sizemore as the White Sox just ride this thing out and try to get to the end of the season. I'll give them credit. I say they lose 118. So there's that. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thanks so much for taking some time and joining me. Daniel Ogden in Friday, and I'll be back next week on Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.